Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, the halacha topic from Daf Kuf Beis are the basic halachos of Shinoi Makom for brachos and kiddush. Sometimes when we learn the halacha from the daily daf, if the halachos are complicated, we're not entirely prepared to deal with the halachos because we're familiar, especially for those of us who can't invest our entire day in the daf, we have a familiarity of the shakel v'tari of the Gemara, but we haven't gone through all the primary important shitas harishonim and poskim to prepare us particularly for a complicated topic, la halacha. Here, I would say almost the exact opposite. Shinui makom is known as being a complicated sugya la halacha. There are many parts to it. Halacha changes very quickly with different variables. However, as a way of getting a sense of the basic halachos, doing the daf yomi is probably the best way to go about it. In the last 2 days, we've gotten an aerial view on Kuf Aleph Amid Beis and Kuf Beis Amid Aleph about the basic issues of Shinui Makom. It starts with the machlokis between Rav Chisda and Rav Sheshes. On Kuf Aleph Amid Beis, Rav Chisda taught us this, that we learned that Shinui Makom requires a bracha only applies if you're eating something in a place that doesn't require a bracha achrona b'mikoman. Halacha l'maisa, there is a big machlokis in Shulchan Aruch Kufayin Ches, hey, what qualifies bracha l'achrein b'mekoman? Mirtz Hashem, we will get to this as we spell out the basic halachos. But let's now go with the one that everybody agrees with, and that is bread. If your person is eating bread, and then he wants to go somewhere else. So in such a case, Rav Sheshes says if he decides to go somewhere else, that's shinui makom. If he's going to eat bread in place B, so then he's going to have a new chiyuv of bracha, and there'll be a chiyuv of bracha achrona in his own place. Rav Chisda says shinui makom only applies to those foods where the bracha is not to'un in bracha achrein b'mekoman. It's not a bracha that's kiva kama hader, that creates a kviyus that you have to go back for. And once it does create a kviyus, so then in such a case, that does not qualify as shinui makom. And with a few conditions, according to Rav Chisda, one can continue eating in another place and then go back and make a bracha achrona without ever having to make a new bracha rishona. Probably the most important thing for us to understand in Hilchos Shinui Makom, which has so many variables and so many different types of instances, is that this machlokis between Rav Chisda and Rav Sheshes is a major machlokis rishonim about how we paskin. After spelling out all of the halachos according to Rav Sheshes, that's how the Mechaber paskins, that if you leave your place, then in such a case, even if it's a hamotzi, so then you need to make a new bracha. The Mechaber then spells out that the one exception we learned in our sugya, and this everybody is going to agree, the Mechaber and the Rama, that if you leave friends there, so then in such a case you've not undermined your original kviyus. The Rama then comments, v'yesh cholkin b'kol ma shekasa b'simen zeh. There are those who disagree with this entire simon. What are they arguing about? So if you're just learning the Shulchan Aruch, you wouldn't have the beautiful sense that the daf gives you. And that is, this opinion of the Rama is following the opinion of the Tosfos and the Rosh. Most clearly in our sugya, the best way to do it is look up the Rosh on our Gemara, where the Rosh says, wait a second, did our Gemara ever reject Rav Chisda? Now it's true, on the bottom of Kuf Aleph Amid Beis, on the top of Kuf Beis Amid Aleph, the Gemara attacks Rav Chisda strongly, but ultimately Rav Chisda survives. Rav Chisda gives answers that defend himself against these questions, and the Rosh observes that if you read our Gemara very carefully, you'll see that there are brises that seem to be go in accordance with Rav Chisda. Hence, if we follow Rav Chisda, concludes the Rama the following: Vilachein imshina mikomo lemakom acher. If he changes his place to a different place, again here we're talking about, as the Rama fleshes out, he ate things that are tuunin bracha. He doesn't have to make a new benching, if you will, and then begin a new bracha over there. And he will need to make a new bracha if it's considered a hesech hadas, as Rama fleshes out, by him leaving his place and going to another. That hesech hadas will apply only if he has an extended break between the two achilas. So bottom line, according to the Rama, going with the case that we started with, the case of bread, where the areas of halacha are clearer. So in such a case, according to the Rama, you're eating bread in this place, you go to another place. In such a case, then you don't need to make neither a bracha rishona in the new place, nor do you need to make a bracha achrona before you leave the old place, unless there was a significant hesech hadas. The one time the Rama will hold that you need to make a bracha when you go to a new spot is if you're eating a shahakol or peros, which is not a food that bracha achrona is tuned in bracha achrona b'mikoman. We'll discuss what about the shivas haminim later. So then in such a case, then you need to make a new bracha because it's immediately considered a hesech hadas the moment you walk out of the house. So we paskin, well, basically, you could call it on your own. Ashkenazim will follow the Rama, and will turn out that mamish, our daf, is still alive to this day. Ashkenazim will follow the position of Rav Chisda on Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, and Sfaradim will follow the position of Rav Sheshes. However, there are many Sfaradim who also practically, bidiyavad, follow the Rama. And the reason for that is based on the rule of Safik Brachos Lahakil. And they write strongly, L'chatchila ein lavar mimikomo. You shouldn't move from the spot. However, the Kaf HaChaim here, listen to these guns. The Kaf HaChaim in Kufay in Ches Yudalad. The Ben Ishchai in Parshas Baloscha. Chacham Chaim Avadya Shlita, who should have a refuah shleim, is quoted his son in Yalkut Yosef in Kuf Ayin Ches as well. Rav Mordechai Eliyahu Zatzal. All are of the opinion that even though the chatchiva, a sfaradi should not be okur b'mekomo, but b'dieved, if it happens, then one follows the opinion of the Rama that we described. Rabbi Tzion Abishol followed the simple reading of the psak of the Mechaber. Now we're ready to go to the next stage of the halacha. And that is, we discussed up until now the clear cases of a su'uda, where a person is eating pas, where there, clearly, we paskin that it's not a shinui makom that requires a birchas hamazon before you leave, and a bracha lefaneha when you go to the new place. And we also established that, according to the Rama as well, fruits do not qualify as something that's of kvius. What about mezonos and the shivas haminim? So here in Simin Kuf Ayin Ches Sif Hei, we again get different positions. The Mechaber says, Yeshom Shishivas Haminim Tun Bracha Lachrein B'Mekoman. That opinion actually appears on our daf. That's the opinion of the Rashbam. I've chosen to discuss the topics that really emerge from the daf itself. The Rashbam in Dibra Maskel, Tanya Kavase Derev Chizda, clearly says that Shivas Haminim is also considered something that's Koveya. V'yeshom Dafka Mine Dugna. And some say specifically bread and bread only. However, the position of the Balei Tosis in Divar HaMaschil, Ella on Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, with a brilliant raya from our Gemara with Reb Yochanan and wine on Kuf Beis, hold that specifically applies to Mine Dagon. And finally, the Rama quotes those who say, Yesh Omrim Dafka Pas Levad, that only bread and not even mezonos. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Memhei quotes the Gra, who is the middle position. The Mishnah Berurah seems to like it, and says the following, that if it's a mezonos, so then in such a case, the Gra says that is not considered a shinui makom if you go somewhere else, and you could continue eating, according to the Rama, somewhere else. And he seems to reject the opinion of those who say the Shivas Haminim is enough of a koveya, as well as even wine, as proven by Tosis on Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, based on Pshat in our Gemara, that seems to say, as Tosis understands it, that only according to Rabbi Yochanan do you not have to make a new bracha on wine, and you go to a different spot. But according to Shita of Rav Chisda, you would. And that clarifies, Be'ezer Hashem, what type of foods there would be a kvius on, to the point that shinui makom would be acceptable. What qualifies as going to a different place? For example, the lashon of the Ramah in Sif Aleph and Kuf Ayin Ches is that Bebayis Echad B'Shnei Mekomos is considered the same place. So the simple reading of the Ramah is, and this is how the Mishnah Berurah fleshes out the simple part of the Ramah, and that is that going from one room to the next in one apartment, let's say, or going even as the Gemara described on Kuf Aleph, even on Amud Aleph we had this, going as Rav Huna had gone from the house to a attic, that's also considered Bebayis Echad. So when it comes to a Shahakol, as long as you're in the same apartment, even if you go to a porch, an aliyah of that apartment, nevertheless, there would be no problem. From one house to the next, where you could see from one place to the next, here the Mishnah Berurah seems to come out L'chumra, as spelled out by the Sharet Zion in Sif Katan Tes. Therefore, that would already be Shinui Malkum, and therefore for Shahakol, the bracha would not go from one to the next. The Sefer Zos HaBracha on page 57 quotes a big discussion amongst present-day poskim that a fascinating shaila would emerge by what we call the simple reading of the Ramah. The simple reading of the Ramah is that as long as it's Bebayis Echad, almost under one roof, so then in such a case, it's not considered a Shinui Makom. Could we extend that and say that if you have a apartment building, it's all under one general roof, then in such a case, there is no halacha of shinui makom. In the Sefer Zos HaBracha, he quotes that most poskim say, no. That's not what the Ramah meant, bibayis echad, when the Mishnah Berurah said, haynu tachas gag echad, based on Hilchas Kiddush, Simin Reish Ayin Gimel. Hence, going from one apartment to another in one apartment building, so then in such a case, according to many poskim, qualifies already as a shinui makom. The Zos HaBracha quotes this from Rav Scheinberg, Zichrona Levracha. It's painful to quote this because at the time the Zos HaBracha was written, I believe all these poskim were alive. That he quotes the name of Rav Scheinberg, as well as Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Echad Megidolei Ador is a reference to Rav Elyashiv, Zecher Tzadikim Levracha. However, he does seem to quote the name of Reb Chaim Kanievsky, that he says that it qualifies as Mecheder Lecheder, even in one apartment building, but Rov Poskim do not seem to assume that way. Most Poskim, again, say a porch in a house, even though you could argue it's different than an aliyah, an attic, where we said that's Me'osam Oso Bayis, because a porch, if it does not have a roof, maybe one would argue it's a separate makom, but most Poskim say that that does not qualify as a shinui makom. Finally, for those of you who haven't taken down your sukkahs, from a sukkah to a bayis also qualifies as mecheder lecheder, as long as it's relatively close to the house. This is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, as long as it's within the chatzer. There are some, interestingly, who say that as long as it's not mamish attached, it's already considered mibayis libayis. However, the svara of the Balatanya makes a lot of sense, that if it's considered one courtyard, so then that's one area that is shared by the Bnei HaBayis, particularly, I would argue, if the courtyard is commonly used. However, I now see that the Sefer Zos HaBracha claims that the Balatanya did not claim in regards to a sukkah in a chatzer that it's considered joined together, even though he considers in general a chatzer as considered something that joins people together. Nevertheless, the Sefer Zos HaBracha from the Posek Rev Weber wants to argue that once there is the mechitzas of the sukkah, so then in such a case, it separates the sukkah from the rest of the house, and therefore that would qualify as shinui makom. There might be room to argue that a sukkah is another cheder for the bayis. This is the position that we had suggested, but since we've not spent enough time being omel in the sugya, and the Mechaber Zos HaBrachos has spent more, we will be mevatel our das to his. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes an important summary of the halachos of Shinui Makom that emerge from the daily daf.